This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's one controversy in America that has endured since at least the Second World War: where to put housing for poor people. The federal government offers a housing tax credit to developers who build homes for low-income people. But as is the pattern in many spots across the country, many middle-class and wealthier homeowners worry that building low-income housing nearby will bring down their property values. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noel King has a late 2015 version of this.
3 decades ago, a federal court ordered Yonkers, New York, to build 200 units of low-income housing in middle-class neighborhoods. The fight over that order was resurrected on screen in the series Show Me a Hero on HBO this summer.
It's about these public housing people bringing drugs and crime into our neighborhood.
Joseph Schuldiner is the current head of the Yonkers Housing Authority, which oversees public housing. He says homeowners back then were worried.
The biggest fear that owners had was the potential that the value of their housing would go down, their homes, which is, you know, their largest single investment is their homes, and the value would go down.
So what does Yonkers look like now? Schuldiner says at one point the HBO series was filming in Yonkers, right by the low-income houses that were built as a result of the court order.
And right there, they were building new houses, $650,000 a house. So at least in this particular instance, you know, we can demonstrate that our housing did not reduce the value of the housing in the neighborhood.
That perception of housing value was not and is not confined to Yonkers. Rebecca Diamond is a professor of economics at Stanford. She looked into what happened to housing values in towns and cities across the country when low-income homes were built nearby. She says her research showed that home prices in middle-class neighborhoods did tend to decline in value, but not by a lot.
So if there was a house worth about $200,000 before the development of a low-income housing site, if the low-income housing site gets developed down the block or within a tenth of a mile, after 10 years, we're looking at about a 2.5% decline in house prices, which is about $5,000.
That's a tenth of a mile. But for houses half a mile away or more, her research showed no decline at all. Diamond also looked at what happened when low-income housing was built in poor neighborhoods.
When you build low-income housing in those areas, it sort of acts as investment in the community and creates a revitalization effect. And we find, you know, house prices going up in those areas up to about 8.5% or so after 10 years.
That revitalization effect of building low-income housing in poor neighborhoods didn't just extend to home prices. She says there were also drops in crime and increased racial diversity. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.